USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Early Sunday, Egyptian media reported a second convoy of 17 trucks crossed into Gaza. On Saturday, the first 20-truck convoy carrying food, water, and medicine entered the besieged Palestinian enclave for the first time since the start of the war. The U.S. will be deploying more military assets to the Middle East to bolster regional deterrence efforts amid escalating tensions by Iran and its proxy forces across the region. Kenneth Chesbrough, former President Trump's campaign legal advisor, last week opted to accept a plea deal in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case.
Chesbrough pleaded guilty Friday in the 2020 election subversion case, which involved presenting unauthorized slates of GOP electors in Georgia and six other states.
Have you reviewed the waiver of rights form with your attorney?
I have.
And have you signed it as well?
Yes, I have.
There were speculations from court insiders that he might pursue a deal, especially after one-time Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleaded guilty in the same case Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
Qatar played a central role in securing the surprise release Friday of an American mother and daughter held hostage by Hamas. Now that Judith Renan and her daughter Natalie are free, the hope is that the release of more captives by Hamas could lead to wider dialogue or mediation aimed at averting a full-scale war, a diplomat with knowledge of the talks told NBC News on Saturday. After the release of the two women, President Biden thanked the government of Qatar and the government of Israel for their partnership in this work in a statement. Some new users of a social media site are going to have to pay up.
Ex-users who open new accounts in the Philippines and New Zealand are now being charged to use the social media site. The ex-platform, formerly known as Twitter, says the $1 yearly charge is a way to fight bot accounts. A bot account is unmanned and does nothing but post all day, usually promoting a product or political narrative. X says they started testing Not a Bot, which is designed to reduce spam and bot activity. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A difficult and bloody ground assault on the Gaza Strip is still likely in coming days, former Israeli Prime Minister Barak has told NBC News, despite growing anger in the Arab world over a deadly hospital blast that has intensified fears of wider escalation in the region. Barak, who has rare experience of such an operation, said that if the conflict spreads, it could spark a wider war involving more time, toil, sweat, tears, and blood. He maintained, however, that even if that happens, Israel will not be under existential threat, saying, quote, "We don't need another war, but if we have one, then we will fight one, and Israel will win," end quote. If you don't know what to be this Halloween, don't worry, because the striking actors have some suggestions for you.
As the SAG-AFTRA strike extends into its third month, the Actors Union suggests opting for generic characters rather than costumes inspired by specific movies like Barbie this Halloween. The guidance advises embracing spooky themes like ghosts, zombies, or spiders instead. Furthermore, those choosing costumes based on content affected by the strike are advised not to share photos on social media. I'm John Schaefer.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial fined the former president $5,000 on Friday for violating his gag order, according to a court filing. Judge Arthur Engoron did not hold Trump in contempt, as he threatened to earlier on Friday, but said that future violations, whether intentional or unintentional, could result in possible jail time or steeper financial penalties. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.